little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark, a little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hey, hey, hey. How's it going, everybody out there? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a director, a writer, a comic book writer, whatever you want to call me. Sometimes I do photography. Across from me is Karen Bilewski. She is one of the greatest cartoonists you will ever see in your whole entire life. And together, we share our opinions, our lives on the Carolyn and Joe Show. That's what you're listening to right now, at this very moment. Thank you. Thank you for having us in your brain.
We're going to have a little more conversation, a little more action.
That's right. That is right. It was Elvis week this past week. I don't know if anyone noticed that, but it was that time.
I think people
it was that
did
time.
Notice. I heard lots of references to Elvis.
That's really cool, because Elvis is pretty damn cool.
Because Elvis died for our sins, people. So, I mean, we just got to celebrate the man, the life of Elvis Presley.
Before we get into that, it's time for the Carolyn's News.
Oh, yes. It's my news segment. And I just posted the map for Baltimore Comic Con 2014, which you can see at curls-studio.com. Go to the blog section and check it all out. Curls Studio will be at Baltimore Comic Con this year at table A136 in Artist Alley. If you look at the map, it's kind of close to the Kids Love Comics section, right in the front of Artist Alley as you head from the dealer's area to Artist Alley. And this year, Baltimore Comic Con is a 3-day show. It's pretty momentum. You know, it gives momentum?
Is that what you said?
Monumentum.
Monumentum?
I'm making up words. It's so fabulous that, like, new words are coming out of my mouth. It's monumentumous, and it's a 3-day show. It's Friday, September 5th, Saturday, September 6th, and Sunday, September 7th at the Baltimore Convention Center as usual. But it's exciting because it's a 3-day show. And I've also posted the videos that Astray Productions did in 2008 and 2007 that were this big compilation called Curls Studio Visits Baltimore Comic Con.
What a great company Astray Productions is.
It is a great company. And there's those videos, they feature James Jean and Paul Pope and a whole bunch of amazing people. Jimmy Palmiotti, you know, really great, awesome people. And we hope to see you this year at Baltimore Comic Con. It is one of our favorite shows. It's our hometown show, even though we are not living directly in Baltimore, but we have a lot of connections with Baltimore, and we like Baltimore, and that's a cool show to go to. If you haven't been already, I definitely suggest checking it out. And if you've already been, I'm sure you're gonna come again, because it's so awesome.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's the big news coming up in a few weeks. Again, that's September 5th, 6th, and 7th, Curl Studio at Baltimore Comic Con, table A136 in Artist Alley. Also, in other news, pick up your Magic Bullet number 9. Magic Bullet is Washington, D.C.'s comics newspaper anthology. It is full of huge pages, large format pages of comic art done by mostly Washington, D.C. creators. It's edited by me. Number 9 is the Western issue with a cover by Nick Galifianakis, who just did the Ice Bucket Challenge. Check it out online. He is challenging some major players like Richard Thompson. So I'm looking forward to seeing Richard Thompson do this. Hopefully he'll do it. He's challenging Stefan Passis and a whole bunch of other people. And just, it's, I guess they get to pick 3 people to pass it on to. So he did pass it on also to Bill Watterson as well. But we'll see if Bill Watterson will do that, because he's like notorious for being not on the internet and not like in, he's in real life, but he's just not like prominent looking for attention.
Is that the only thing people do online?
Pretty much.
To look for attention.
But Bill Watterson's pretty much like, I don't need attention. He doesn't go with that crowd, but he does exist in real life. But he just stays away. He's like the most undercover person. He's stealth. But if Bill Watterson isn't going to do it, Nick did suggest another entry. But yes, we'll see what happens with that. I mean, maybe Bill Watterson will do it like on his own and not film it. Do you have to film it?
I mean, it's part of... Yeah, I think you should film it. What's the point? That's the only way I've seen it, is that people have been filming it.
I think it's pretty crazy that Nick challenged Bill Watterson, because it's like... I think there's only like two pictures of Bill Watterson like hanging around in the world.
He's that stealth.
Yeah.
He's that ghostly.
Seriously. I know he's around. I know like he exists. I've heard stories. But he just, you know, he likes his private life.
Yeah.
And you gotta like respect that, you know?
Yeah.
But Lee Salem is the fill-in if that doesn't work out with Bill Watterson.
It's always interesting when it comes down to like any of these, I guess, so sort of viral charity things that people tend to do. My main question is always like, does it work? You know what I mean? Does it happen?
It raises awareness, right? You know, because then people are like, oh, what's Lou Gehrig's disease? And so then they can like Google that and at least like read two sentences about it and at least have it in their head that there's a disease out there. So I think it's a good thing. I mean, we live in such like a short attention span theater society, so that at least like people are like, what's this ice bucket on the head? I don't know what's going on, you know?
Because there's always going to be that sign. There's always, in this world, I find that it's, there's online, there's two types of people. You really love it or you really complain about it. You know what I mean? Of course, I've seen the comments of anyone saying like, oh, why don't you just give money to them? Why do you gotta have a celebrity thing and pour ice water on your head and ice?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the people that are just like, hey, whatever, man, it's fun, let's do it. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing, because it's like, where does a human really stand on that? Because again, it's like, for me, sort of already being in this anti-social world, it's like anti-trend. I'm always just like, do I need to follow this trend?
Well, if you were tapped to do it, would you do it?
I mean, it'd be great if someone did. I mean, because I remember you were talking before, like, I wish you, I think you were saying, like, I wish someone would challenge me to do it, because that means, it means you're at, like, a certain status, too. And,
yeah,
like, I just
I
feel
so.
Like I'm so under the radar that no one's really going to challenge me to do anything. But also, at the end of the day, I am a person that would happily take up challenges. Well, that's what, you know what I mean? And, you know, if someone were to do it, it's a good cause, why not? You know what I mean? Why not? At least someone's paying attention to me. But at the same time, maybe there'll be a way I might divert it and be like, I'm not following your trend, but here's my money. Maybe I won't even give money. I don't know, but people
maybe
have been giving
what
money.
What if you had like a bucket full of money and then dumped it on your head and then being like, I'm donating this all to charity?
Yeah, and it's just ones.
Like, and you're like, make it rain. But yeah, I mean, it's hot outside, so I think like the ice bucket can cool people off.
I don't even know how this ice bucket thing started. Just all of a sudden, the first thing I saw with like, it was like, I saw CM Punk do it, and then like it went all the way back, and I follow a lot of wrestlers, so a lot of professional wrestlers, so I see that. And then Ronda Rousey, you know, UFC women's champion, so I see this thing happening. But it's also like, you know, I just got off of that other another charity awareness thing. That people are like, I don't know, this hasn't really been a good year for me and charities. That's what I'm saying. That's really what I'm saying.
Well, a lot of the things that they do are pretty gimmicky. Like, I remember there was this, I don't even know what this was for, but I remember everybody changed their, like, profile pic, like, maybe not 10 years ago, but, like, 5 years ago. Everyone had, like, a green profile pic of, like, their face, but then it was, like, tinted green.
Yeah.
What was that for? I never did it.
Because,
like,
that's the
I
thing,
saw
that's...
everyone do it. This was, like, in the early days before everyone was on Facebook. This was, like, when Facebook first started getting more momentum outside of colleges. But I remember, like, everyone had, like, the green profile pic. And I was like, that's cool. But I was like, I don't want to join in your party. It's funny because, like, there's certain things that I'm like, cool, I want to be part of it. But then, like, other things I'm just like, I don't want to do what everyone else is doing.
I guess that's the real dilemma that I've just been running into a lot throughout the years, it seems like, is that the speed in which like social media and all these awareness things arrive is so quick, and it's so quick to arrive and then so quick to just be like extinguished.
Yeah, or even like the Virginia Tech thing. I remember a lot of people, maybe we're close to Virginia Tech area, but I just remember everyone having the ribbon, with the black ribbon, being like, remember, they wanted to focus in on that, and I guess like that was their way of like relieving the pain.
Yeah. I mean, getting charities to be viral is pretty much a challenge. I mean, even already with the, when we were trying to do the Bras for Good thing, when that was trying to happen, that was already we already got that was already as controversial as it gets, but it's good to see when something like this catches on viral, because like, oh, but maybe that's what you really need, is you need those celebrities to get on it. That's really what it comes down to.
Also, a lot of people, it's the kind of like the slime effect in Nickelodeon, because then they're like, whoa, look, Bill Gates like iced himself, he's wet, you know, like you wouldn't think that like some like a prestigious guy like Bill Gates would like want to just show the world that he gets like a bucket dumped on him, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I can understand, I guess there is some twist to that, some like creepy twist that's like celebrities are getting wet, you know? Like,
and I think that's legit what people want to see. Of course, you get like any of the girls, like I saw Anna Kendrick today wearing a white dress on Instagram, you know, doing the bucket challenge as well, you know, then I saw all these other people. So, I mean, I guess it is a fun summer thing for people to do, and you can't wrong them for that. But my thing about any one of these things right now is not the idea of it, because this is a fine idea. You know, I saw Dwayne Rock Johnson do it. I saw Bo Dallas do it. But the thing is like, it's really sad because I still don't know what what the charity is.
It's Lou Gehrig's disease.
What is Lou Gehrig's disease?
It's ALS.
What is that?
Look it up.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
That's the point. You gotta look up all these things.
Also, but see, here's the thing: is no one wants to look it up, though. That's the thing: no one looks it up.
I think people do. I think people will. But also, like, I can tell you guys just by like this. I don't like this. Isn't like a charity like in my name or anything. But I work with like the American Red Cross, and we started up the Cartoonist Draw Blood event. And like I started up, and then me and Troy Jeffrey Allen are hosting the next one this fall, hopefully, and we've done two already, but just, like, seriously,
Cartoonist Gives Blood.
It's called Cartoonist Draws Blood. Cartoonists Draw Blood.
Cartoonist Draw Blood is an awesome, and it's already, I feel like it'll catch on fire.
But it's hard to get people to donate blood. Like, because first of all, a lot of people can't, and there's so many, like, I'm not saying that there are excuses, but like if people went out of the country, there's certain time limits where you can't give blood, and then this and that, and then some people just are like afraid to, or they think it's gross and all that. But it's like, it really is hard just to get somebody to donate blood, and like I was actually scared of doing it, and then
donating blood or starting a charity.
Donating blood. I was actually scared of it, like, but then I'm like, well, since I started this, I actually have to follow through and give the blood. And like, you know, I didn't want to like be fake like that. And but the funny thing is like, it wasn't even like hard, I didn't think, and I didn't have any pain really, and it was just fine. It was just sitting in a chair for 10-15 minutes. And but I don't know, maybe different people have different reactions, but I don't know. I just didn't think it was that hard, and you save like 3 lives. So, I don't know. I'm just pointing out that like it is hard to actually get people to pay attention or to give blood or to do anything out of their comfort zone.
It really is hard to get people to pay attention, really.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's a difficult thing, because also I feel like a lot of this is in like friend circle groups too. It's like,
well, that's the thing with the ice bucket. It's like, oh, this person can pass it on to 3 other people.
Yeah, like a pyramid scam type thing. It's the one thing I realized. It's like, it's almost a trick for like in any other type of social media in a way to try to garner connect, like some sort of like attention in a way, because it's almost misguiding. Like, say you have like a girl. Of course, she's going to have 10 girls. They're like, oh my God, you're so pretty. And then those 10 people are gonna like the thing, and then you're like, wow, she has 10 people, then I should like this too. And it's sort of like, you know what I mean? It's like sort of like, it's like a given in a way that like that's how likes and stuff are based on jealousy and friendship. You know what I mean? And it almost in a way, it's like, is it honest? Is it not? But it doesn't even matter. It's getting attention. You know?
I I think I genuinely do like things that I like.
Yeah, of course you do.
I've been really actually stingy with my likes because I'm like, I'm not going to just sit there and be like. Because, I mean, there are some things that I like, but then I won't actually like. Because it's like, for some reason, there's like this barometer on me that's like, I'm going to only like something that has to pass whatever. I can't describe what that marker is that you have to pass.
Yeah.
But it has to really impress me, and then I'm going to click it. But there's tons of things that I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I'm not like going to sit there and click all day. But if you pass over that certain barrier, I will like your stuff. But I don't really look anymore. Like, I think I've decreased little by little to not get sucked in to the social.
But it's so easy to get sucked into the
social. It is really easy. And also the new thing is, just so everyone knows, I'm on Vine now. Vine.
How do we follow you on Vine?
It's at Carolyn Bilewski on Vine. And I've been posting my videos. I think they're 6 second. Everyone who doesn't know what Vine is yet, because it's still kind of new to me too.
It's like a 13, 12 second
thing. I think it's 6 seconds. It's like a 6 second video. And
it has to be a little longer than that. I feel like it's longer than that.
Now I need, can I look?
You can look. How do you follow Carolyn Bilewski on Vine?
I think it's just you search my name. Let's see. What is Vine?
What is Vine?
I am Groot. Vine. How long? Now I need to cross-reference. How long?
Alright, since we're wasting a lot of time there.
I know.
That's what happens.
You got the
dead air there with the Carolyn. Well, see, the one thing
it's owned by Twitter.
The one thing I'm always worried about with any one of these causes is the same thing. Remember with the like the bring back our girls thing? The girls never got brought back. You know?
Because if you have breast cancer, how do you get them back?
No, not that. That this is the one with the
Vine videos are 6 seconds long.
So cool. 6 seconds took us 2 minutes to figure out. six seconds.
Well, I was right the first time.
Well, it's weird because, like, in a way, this is a reason why I don't really follow, like, a lot of, I don't know, I just don't follow trends anymore. That's just the way I am. That's just the way I am almost, like, when it comes to work, too, with the type of work. Say, if I'm doing, like, photo work or if I'm doing, like, a story or something like that. If I see people doing it, that road is done. You know what I mean? That road, people are already walking on that road, and I don't want to walk on that because then they're going to leave their trash there. People are going to be already messing up the grass. You know what I mean? It's gonna look exactly like Black Friday morning. Everyone's already been in line there all day doing the same, looking for the same thing. And I'm just like, I don't want to go down that way. Maybe that's how I am with trends and stuff like that. And when I see people, because there's those other things that people were posting was like those multi images of like what my friends think I do, what I think I do, you know, and shows like an image of that. You know what I'm talking about? And I was like, that seems fun. And then I see everyone and their fucking mother do it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
The other thing that everyone does is keep calm and blank on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
It's a tough thing because it's like, if you do the opposite of what people are doing, it's like, of course, people are not looking in that area. So I'm sort of like, in a way, counterplaying my own my just of trying to get attention, I guess, by going the opposite way that attention is. But, you know, it's just the way my own machinery works is that I don't want to do what these other people are doing. I don't know why.
It's
just
crazy
how I am.
Because, like, social media is bringing on, like, this whole new phase of life.
Even though I am podcasting.
You have to have, like, this online life now. You can't just have, like, a normal, regular life. You have to have an online life.
But the thing is, though, you clearly can have, an offline life.
No, you can, of course.
But at the same time, there's so many people online that now they make you feel bad. It's like, there's never been a moment where I've been on Facebook or anything where I felt great. All I did was see all these people, like, just sort of, like, responding to unknowingly or blindly responding to someone else. Like, say it's like, oh, I'm posting a picture. It's like, oh, I saw someone post a picture of their dessert. Oh, I can post a better picture of my dessert. You know what I mean? It's stuff like that. It's just, that, but unknowingly they think that's just like a normal thing, but it's like really, I feel like in their head they are responding through jealousy or through just like competition. And it's, you know, that's really what it becomes. And then after a while you realize there's a certain point where like, I can't keep up with everyone, now I feel like shit. And in a way, that's the goal of these viral campaigns, to make other people, to in a way to guilt trip people into donating, to donating money, because like, okay, now I'm part of this, you know what I mean? I guess celebrities can do it. I feel like if it feels weird if someone to challenge me, because it's like, am I really gonna, for me and my huge star status, am I really gonna raise that much awareness? You know, I'd like to, in my mind, I'd like to think I do. Some people think I do, but like, I, you know, I mean, I don't know how much reach I am gonna do.
Well, you never know. Maybe it will come to you.
Maybe. Also, I'm always like, I'm always up for a challenge.
I used to kind of care about, like, I don't know if the word fame is like the proper term, but I used to like really care about that online. And now I like don't care as much. Like, it's not,
how do we really know that we don't care?
I just don't. Okay, like maybe a couple years ago I would always be posting this or posting that and posting this meal that I made and posting, like, I don't know. And I don't think it's wrong or anything, but I used to post like, oh, I made biscuits, and like it was this awesome photo of biscuits, you know, and I made this and I made that, and like, oh, look at this drawing and look at that. And like, I would constantly be posting things, at least that things that I made. I wasn't just like cluttering the internet with like, just like posting like for the millionth time the same GIF that everyone else is posting, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, that is how it gets viral. But like, I was coming up with like original content, and like, now I still come up with original content, but I don't care as much as, like, I'm not as, like, bratty about it, I guess. Like, I'm not like, look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't feel like I'm trying to do that. I feel like I'm just trying to share. Like, I'm just like, oh, look at this. I made this. But I'm still, like, trying to, obviously, anytime anyone posts something, they are looking for attention.
Oh, absolutely.
But like, I think I used to be, like, 2 years ago, I think I used to be more, like, really craving the attention, but now I don't crave it as much. Because I'm not posting, like, everything as much. I'm being more selective. So I guess that's a good thing.
What's really tough is that, like, it's becoming to me, like, the reaction you get when you look at the news, is that there's so much bad shit happening that you see, but and like annoying stuff, that it really becomes that downer. You're like, why am I gonna look at this if it's just like, what, nothing's motivating me here? And that's what's happening. It's to me all the stuff that used to be like inspiring now is not inspiring, because it's becoming this old treaded thing. You just maybe I'm ahead of the pack, but I always try to look at things that are sort of on the fringe of, you know, what's happening. And then once I see that and I pay attention, I see everyone else start to look at it, I'm like, wow, when's the next thing happening? And I'm like, not seeing that happening. You know what I mean?
Do you think that social media is going to backfire on itself?
I hope so. It does. Someone's going to finally release the social bomb that's going to plague like everybody. Just like how that's exactly what the plot of like the end of the end of Dollhouse was. Did you ever see the end of Dollhouse?
I never saw it.
Well, there's an apocalypse scenario at the end of Dollhouse where everyone who has a phone at one moment in the world gets a phone call, and everyone who picks up the phone call actually gets deprogrammed in their brain.
Oh my god, that's really scary.
It's a fucking awesome story though, but I feel
it makes
like,
me like never want to answer the phone now.
Because that's the whole entire idea of what the TV show Dollhouse was. I don't know if anyone remembers that show, but I thought it was a great idea how it's like reprogrammable minds, so people can essentially, it's just like, you know, a different way of prostitution, but now people can be anyone you want. But
that's scary.
But that's the process they took, and you're like in the future where you take this call and I assume they took away your, with the technology they had, they took away your brain, or they took away like your thought, you know, like they had the ability to remove it and store it somewhere. So you're just an empty vessel, and then you can be programmed whatever you want. And so that's what happened. Whoever picked up the phone was hit by that, and they're in control of, you know, whoever hijacked the Dollhouse, you know. And that's what happened. So you're split. People who didn't pick up the phone and people who did pick up the phone are now split. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is an awesome concept to me now. Looking at this now, it's such a great commentary on Social Network. It's like, who's going to pick up the email? Who's going to look at the screen at this time? You know what I mean? That's probably, that's the fear that's going to happen. That's the real fear. I should fucking write that story.
It is scary, Joe. Because
but I feel that'll be the new hijacking. You know, who's going to hijack Facebook?
I think everyone's brains are being hijacked by it.
Yeah.
And also, I still don't get how, like, so many people are posting during the workday. I'm just like, do you all actually work?
Well, I mean,
like,
everyone,
seriously. The thing I know is, everyone has a different timetable.
Well, also, everyone has a phone. It doesn't take that long to post. In all actuality, it doesn't take that long to post if you're posting fucking bullshit. You know what I mean?
But there are some people that are posting every other minute, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Like, and also,
like, how do you make money?
But also, it comes down to the point that really, at this point, everyone is on a computer. Isn't that true? Everyone now at the workplace is probably on some sort of computer.
Yeah.
And everyone needs to have, like, even I was following one of my friends who's an actress, like Stephanie. Not, there's a different Stephanie, but she just joined Twitter again, and she was posting about saying, like, oh, I've joined Twitter for the third time ever because I'm required by my work. So if this is becoming like a requirement to be on a social network, you know what I mean? It's sort of like that's what it's coming down
to.
That's
pretty crazy, actually.
So that's gonna lead to the dollhouse bomb. You know what I mean? That's gonna lead to the dollhouse call. Like, all of a sudden, everyone's on there, and I almost brought it back to the apocalypse in this way of, like, you know, because they say, like, you know, what I read or what I was told or whatever it was is that, like, the next coming of Jesus or whatever, or the next, you know, will be when everyone in the world is aware of him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the better way to be aware of anything is by social network, by being on the online. Everyone can now do that, and that brings the apocalypse.
What I'm interested in, too, is, like, the next generation of kids growing up right now. Like, one of them is going to be a future United States president. And I'm interested in, like, you know, people are posting, like, whatever, dumb, drunk college photos or whatever they're doing. You know, like, who knows? Kids don't know how to, like, censor themselves at all.
They really don't.
But, like, I'm just interested in, like, a future president of the United States, like, tweeting something stupid right now, or, like, you know, like, who knows? Like, people are going to go through your whole history and then find something, you know? Even if you're 14, they're going to be like, oh my god, at age 14 he said this. You know, about
because
he didn't like popsicles. You know,
because their whole life is recorded, right? There's nothing palpable.
It's crazy. I don't know what I would tell young children. I'll just
stay away, man.
Well, I would say, like, whatever you post is going to be there forever.
But here's what I almost in a way here's what you should tell the kids. It's like, listen, do you feel great when you're online, or do you feel great when you're away from being when you're offline? And I feel great when I'm offline. A majority of the time, when I mean offline, I mean, I can be on a computer working on something, but I mean, like, when I have to look at other people's responses.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a way, you know, some people have to, because it's like, if you're building in marketing, and, you know, trying to sell something, of course, you gotta be, you know, plugged in at the same time. But, man, what a relief when you are away from it.
It's true, but I think a lot of kids, like, grow up with it, so they don't know any other life.
That's the first thing they're shoved in their face is a fucking iPhone these days.
And also, not even that, I've seen kids' toys that are a cell phone. Like, it doesn't actually call anybody, but it's like a plastic thing that you can, like, pretend to call someone.
It's like, great.
It's like a toy. It's like you're already giving a kid a cell phone, and I don't think it's appropriate. But maybe the kids are like, I want a cell phone, so the parents are just like, here, have this toy cell phone. Shut up.
You have to fight that. There must be something better in, like, 5 years or so, better than the cell phone. There has to be a new...
They need to just bring back Game Boy. Isn't Game Boy still around?
Game Boy's still on this. You can do the same thing on your cell phone now.
Well, then
you
maybe...
You can play
no,
games
but just give them that. Just give them that. Like, see, what if... Okay, I don't have kids, but, like, what if for kids we just don't even give them an actual phone yet? But we give them, like, a half phone that's, like, they think it's a phone, but it can only dial emergency number or home or school. Like, you basically only give them, like, five numbers that they can call. Like, a safe neighbor, like, your mom's work, dad's work, school, emergency, stuff like that. So those are their five numbers. And then, like, they can still play their games. And then
it's
like,
not
safety
work.
Protected, it's so not, that they can't go to, like, porn porn shops or whatever.
There's no escape. There's no escape.
But like, what actually I think is scary too is like, I've said this before. You can just type in anything and then you see like porn. Like I've typed in like mundane stuff and seen stuff, and I'm just like, what? If that was like, if that happened when I was 8 or 9 years old, I would just be like. I don't think I would be even grossed out. I would just be curious. I'd be like, what's that?
Yeah, but see, what's even amazing is, though, even with the just with the overexposure of everything, even the idea of porn has lost its taboo-ness in a way. Because now there's all these girls that are already, like, they're all looking at that shit while they're, like, you know, like, they're overexposed because there's no way to make that even more of a secret anymore. It's just out there. It's like, well, look at all these superstars. They're already half naked anyway.
But you know what I mean? I don't think it's really right, because then when you're like 13, you think that that's what you should be.
That's
and that's not what you need to be.
And that's the problem. But also, in a way, it's what could be crazy is you see the trendy girls go all half naked and shit like that. Well, the real rebellion is different now. That's what I feel like is like, what is the rebellion today? You know what I mean? Maybe you should zig when they zag. Maybe that's really what the rebellion is. It's like, oh, everyone loves hip hop. Don't do hip hop. You know, everyone loves the social media. It's like, well, then be away from social media. But how can I? You know, people are being pushed and pulled.
Maybe
it's like
you can just do a limit. Like what I've been doing recently, I don't like time it with a stopwatch, but I probably should, is like just do a limit of like 10 minutes a day.
I do.
And then that's it. And then you're gone. You're out.
The thing that I do right now is if the moment, you know, I think this might even have to do with my temperament and everything, but the moment I feel like, when I think in my head, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Am I actually looking for anything? You know, and if I'm not looking for anything and I realize that, I'm like, well, get the fuck out of here. You're wasting time.
It's so easy to get sucked in. Like, I'm not even like looking for something sometimes. And then I'm like, what did I come here for?
Exactly. In the moment, you have that feeling, you leave because you're like, fuck this. You really should just be
but
like
then
that.
I have to think for like 10 seconds about think. Like what I actually was looking for.
No, you just leave. You just leave because apparently it wasn't good enough. You know what I mean?
It's so hard.
It's not hard. For weak people, it might be hard. Yes,
I mean, I've been actually pretty good with it, Joe. I really have.
But I think, but that's the feeling.
A year ago,
that's the feeling, though. There is that tendency because you can just keep on pressing load, and it'll just keep on loading and loading. But if you get to that point where you're just like looking like a drone, just like scanning, that's the moment where you should leave. And that's the truth of the matter. If you had no goal intentionally, because a lot of times I only go onto those mediums if I get like a message or someone's responding to anything, I do that. But if I'm not, then I have no other purpose, because if not, then you're going to just end up looking at other people's lives, and that leads to jealousy, and that leads to just like bullshit thinking and inadequate thinking and stuff like that. And none of those things are great. And I'm not going to say that I'm perfect, but I can say like, once you start feeling those feelings, that's the time to leave, because it's only going to get worse.
That's true. And also the other thing that I realized the other day, I was like, flipping through the Facebook wall or whatever, and I was like looking at people's updates, and I came to the realization that like some of these people I had only either met for like 10 minutes, or like I didn't really know, or I knew them like through another person or something. And in my head I'm like, these people I don't actually really know. Like a lot of my Facebook friends are people that I've only met for like 10 minutes, and then they're like, let's be friends. Oh, find me on Facebook, you know, like that type of stuff. But I'm like, they might be cool people and all, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I've only really met you for like one or two encounters. So I'm like, what is that all about? Is it just like this giant Rolodex of like people that you've met in your life?
I mean, maybe I'm just a sucker, but I, you know, people are always like, maybe you're not fully utilizing it as best as you could. And, you know, and in the same way, maybe I'm not, but also at the end of the day, it's like, I don't get as much pleasure out of it.
I think Facebook is the worst. And then also, like, I don't know, we didn't talk about it on the radio show, but apparently Facebook acknowledged that they, like, basically screwed with people's minds a few months ago. Like, they were they did some stuff where they posted, like, a lot of happy stories, and then at another time they would post really sad stories or horrible stories and, like, see people's moods.
I mean,
I think that's effed up to do that to people.
But it's absolutely what happens, though. And it's, you know, that's...
But, like, a plan? That is, like, dollhouse.
It is dollhouse.
Like, Facebook
that's why
is
it's
dollhouse.
Just fucking... No, it's not dollhouse.
But it's like close to it, you know? It's
no,
like,
it's not.
They're messing with people's minds.
That's not Dollhouse at all.
Okay, well.
It's really just recognition of how, you know, how just shallow people are, man. How this is the most important thing in their life is to be liked and to free people look at their shit. In a way, it's like, yeah, I'd love for people to see my stuff. But in a way, it's also like really not an honest way, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's such, like I was saying before, the shit gets recycled so fast that there's no long-lasting value.
And also, the Facebook pages don't mean anything if you have, like, a business page or, like, an art page or a fan page or whatever.
Because anyone like, can make that fucking page
well,
now.
There's that, but then also, like, apparently the statistics with it is that unless you're, like, online at that very moment when that person posts, then you're going to see it, but if you're not there like that very second, then you're not going to see it. So it's like, what? It's kind of pointless. Like, the whole thing is really pointless, really, actually.
I remember when it came down to Facebook, MySpace, when we were, like, trying to promote, like, House Show and stuff like that. Some of the guys just kept on promoting it because, like, it would just keep on going down the feed.
Yeah.
And people just get lost because you never get to see that feed.
This is, like, a sad thing, but, like, I really do miss MySpace now.
No, you don't.
They had glitter.
You don't miss it at all. Don't trick yourself.
I deleted my MySpace.
Don't trick like, yourself into thinking that.
I deleted MySpace like 4 or 5 years
ago. Miss the quiet.
Oh, yes.
You miss the actual thing where people would like to go outside.
I miss like real interaction. But that is why I love going to the comic book shows and meeting people in person. In fact, actually, a lot of those people on Facebook that I mentioned that I met for like 10 minutes are from comic book shows. And I'm not trying to dismiss our friendship on Facebook, but it is, I'd much rather like people stopping by the table at the comic shows, because you get to like, it's so much more in depth. You can like, because all those people like I love, I'm just like, oh, these people are cool, you know, like they're great, but then I never see them much outside of that, or they're from far away lands. And well, that's the cool thing I guess about Facebook, is if somebody lives like 10 hours away, you can still,
I mean, really, it's not just Facebook. Let's not give Facebook too much credit. There's a lot of things people can follow you in, you know, anything, even from Tumblr.
Twitter,
Twitter, whatever, all those things. But really what I'm most entertained by, or one of the things that really entertains me a whole lot, is that, like, say I do recognize a person that, like, likes my stuff, right? And we happen to be, like, at the same, like, party or event. And in my head, because they're always, like, there's certain people that are always, like, liking stuff I like. I'm like, oh, cool, we must have some sort of connection, they must like it. And I see them at, like, the event, and I'm always, in my head, I'm wondering, are they going to come up to me and talk to me at any point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there ever going to be a moment? Because, like, apparently they like my stuff, or they like what I'm doing. Maybe there's a conversation that can be had here. And then, like, I wait for this, and I'm like, because why am I going to go jump to that? I'm not going to go, hey, I saw you liked my stuff. I'm not going to do that. But then I wonder if that ever going to happen, if that ever happens in the event, and like, it never happens. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, and then of course, a day later, I post something, and then they like what I do. They like something. I'm like, okay, so you don't want to talk to me in real life, but it's okay to go and like and comment here. So in a way, it really is fake. And from that example, it really, to me, feels sort of like really just like a shell.
It's like people don't talk to you in real life, but
this
then
has happened
they'll
at,
like only do it on Facebook.
Yeah, this has happened.
I have a couple people like that.
Yeah, this has happened at weddings. This has happened at, like, you know, get-togethers.
And even like with family, like people that like you should be able to communicate with, they can't talk in real life, and then it's just like a like on Facebook. You know, it's just I don't know. I think it's actually a communication flaw internally within people.
Yeah, they're all pussies. That's what it is. Sorry. Sorry, America and United States of Japan.
So what can we do to fix social media?
Nothing. Why do we have to fix social media?
I don't know. I feel like there should be like some type of crusade.
There's no fixing. A crusade is not fixing. A crusade is spreading something else into another land.
Maybe we need to spread something else, like, to help clean it. Because it just, like, seems really dirty to me, like, the whole thing. Even, like, honestly, just this past week or two, I felt like my favorite is Twitter, and I felt like Twitter is getting a little dirty.
The thing is, it's not going away. That is the truth. It's not going away. We thought it was going to go away, but it's not going away. What we can do is really we need to control our, we need to have the diet. We need to have a social media diet. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, definitely.
Because really, the tough thing is this, is that it's there's so many trends, you know, with the ice bucket challenge that we're not getting, you know, challenged for at this very moment, or with any with anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that stuff. It's like, you know, what I need to just realize that helps me a lot is just to not think that people are going to like it. And actually to go in the opposite direction and just have people just not, and just not even care. Just get it out
there. Facebook had a dislike button?
Why does it always have to be Facebook?
Because it is like kind of the king of everything.
Yeah, but you're placing it as the king of everything. It's not the king of everything. That's the first stage. You got to admit that there's the problem. And you're admitting that it's the king of everything. It's not the king of everything.
I mean, I didn't say it's the king of the world. I said it's the... Well, let me clarify. It's the king of everything online.
No, you can't. But you can't admit that. You can't let that happen. Because I'm barely on...
I can't acknowledge it.
I'm barely on Facebook. I'm on Instagram a lot. I'm actually more on Tumblr. But, like, apparently it's not a thing to do. But I have more of a relaxed time when I'm looking at that. Because I just see, like, news and... Not news, but I see just, like, artwork that inspires me. But I'm saying is that, like, all this stuff... things used to last longer... But like this ice bucket challenge, it'll probably be done by the time this show hits the air.
Probably.
You know what I mean? It's like, how far is it going to go? Because it's funny, because it was just like a couple days ago, I already saw like, oh, ice bucket challenge, blah, 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 blah. Then all of a sudden on Facebook, I saw like Charlie Sheen ruins ice bucket challenge for everyone. It's like, wow, would that take like 3 days for things to topple over? Like fashion, it's like a fashion trend. You know what I mean? It's like.
That is,
the
okay,
season
so
will be
here,
done.
So here's another
question.
Just wait
till it's done.
If we can't fix social media, how can
Why are you fixing it? It's not broken. Social media is not broken. If anything, it's fucking perfect. It works.
How is it perfect? I don't think it is. I think it's like... It borderlines on gross.
No, but these are the people. The actual function of it, it's freaking on tap.
That's true.
Why people... That's why... Anything that's done so perfectly is a fucking addiction. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, true. They made crack so perfect, everyone's addicted to it.
And it's the people that's wrong.
Yeah, it's the fucking people that can't control themselves. You can't blame a gun for killing someone. Someone has to fucking pull the trigger.
True.
But they made the gun so perfect. But like, you know, you gotta point the gun at somebody for it to make impact. It's like,
my question is, how can we leverage social media so that when we post something, it doesn't just get washed away? Like, I feel
it's
like...
not, you can't.
There's a perfect metaphor is that social media is like the sand, and you write something in the sand, and then a second later, the wave comes in and washes away the sand.
You're thinking of just one road to fame, but there's not one road to fame in my head. There's like every road has to be... You have to be driving down every road at the same time.
I don't even think I want to be famous.
I'm not talking
online.
I'm not just saying talking about famous. Yeah. You're talking about notoriety. You're talking about how do people see my shit, right?
Yes, exactly.
You're talking about how people see the product I'm producing. Well, that's why you have a press release and you send it out to every you know, every fashion that there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have multiple people talking about it. That to me is how you do it. You cause a buzz. That's how you make it. You can't just cause a buzz by just doing once. You have to have someone else talking about you too. Then someone else talks about you. Then, you know, the buzzing, the buzz is multiple people talking about the sound of multiple people whispering about something. That's what buzz is. Like bees. Sounds like bees. Or everyone's
something's
talking.
Happening. Something's happening.
That's what the buzz is. You can't just rely on just like, I'm gonna post it once. That's like fucking dropping like a freaking eyedropper in the water. It's like doing one drop and like, oh, no one paid attention to my ripple. It's like, fucking no, because everyone else is trying to make fucking ripples.
There's a million drops going on.
Yeah, so it's like you have to have a big enough spread, you know, to make that happen. I mean, that's the truth if you're trying to get it out there.
It's true.
Or another pathway is you'd make something so great that it snowballs. You know, and it takes several tries. You know, it's like because we saw Shovels and Rope, you know, a couple years ago, and then now, you know, several years later, it's building up.
Yeah.
So you got to do that. You got to keep on working that. So it's like you can't just be a weekend warrior about this. I feel like you got to just keep on pursuing this, no matter if people like it or not. That's the problem. If you do it and someone doesn't like it and then it hurts you, then you stop, then fuck you, because you don't really feel like, then you're not in it for to making something awesome. You're in to, you know, you're in it for the pat on the back. And, you know, someone else can... So what? When someone gives you a pat on the back, does that mean you're done?
Yeah.
See? That's what happens. If you're looking for the applause, once you get the applause, where do you go after then?
That's the rough situation.
That's not the rough situation. You're looking at the wrong... Then you're doing it for the wrong wrong motivation.
I don't think I'm looking for likes because I actually really don't care. I mean, I do appreciate.
You do care because you were just talking about no one liked my Vince Gilvin.
Let me clarify. Even if one person likes it, I'm okay. I'm like, okay, one person looked. But if it's always if it's zero, then I'm just like, oh my gosh, people, does no one look at this? I don't need
that's
to have...
Already, that's already
I guess
misleading,
my, I guess my thing is I don't need to have 100 likes. That would be cool, but I don't need that. But it's just sometimes I look at my stuff and I'm like...
Can you imagine when you were a painter or when you were an artist several years ago when there was none of this likes or posting anything? You had to make something and you had to go somewhere and put it up on a wall for freaking four people to walk by and to hope that they pay attention to it.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So now you're just you can post something. You don't even have to fucking make anything real. You can just take a fucking photo of some abstract piece of shit, post it up there and gets a million likes. You're like, wow, I'm an artist.
Well,
that's the world we live in.
That is the world we live in. And then you already have these instant filters. You don't have to photograph it and go to the lab and do the special tricks and all that.
I think maybe the best way to do it is you need to just make something that you really love, that you really do, put it out there, and then move on. There are no guarantees.
I think you're right.
I mean, it's probably a challenge, but your mind is gonna melt if you keep on trying to. Be like, do you like it? 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 What do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? You know what I mean? You're never going to get the answer you want if you just ask everyone to like something. You're never going to get the answer you want. You just have to know that you're communicating.
I noticed a lot of brands online, they'd be like us, share this, do that. And they're like,
we'll give you free crawfish.
Yeah. They're like, if you like us, you get this deal and all that. And I feel like that's been fading away and people are trying to find more clever ways.
Like I said, that only lasted 2 months and then they're going to move on to the next thing. So it's like, trends are just, we're just burning through trends.
I think people are smart enough now to know I don't want to like this to get 10% off. It's not worth it to be programmed and now you're on every little mailing list that they're on and all that. But I don't know, man. Social media I have a difficult time with it because it's a love-hate thing. I do enjoy the meaning of it and what it's meant for and connecting with people, but I find it a struggle to actually have real connections with people.
But that's the joke. Connecting with people.
That's a pretty sad joke.
That's the joke is statistically, yeah. Emotionally, maybe not. Because one day, you can be connecting with someone, right? And
yeah.
then the next day, they could type something or post something that you're like, oh, I didn't know about that. And then now you don't like them anymore. How quick it turns. But that relationship could have spanned a whole entire years if you knew that in person, right?
I didn't know Billy was a racist.
Yeah,
I'm not friends with him anymore.
But you had to go. But you had to go and search into his or hers info and about and be like, oh, he's a racist. Damn, I would never have known that if I just hung out with them at the kitchen all day long. You probably would have still been his friend even longer if it was in real life.
But you know how fickle people are too? They might be like, what? Billy likes Green Day? What? I can't believe he likes Green Day. I'm gonna defriend him. That happens.
Just people are just liking the back of the baseball card. That's all people are doing. They're baseball card trading people's lives. That's it. They're just looking at the better stats.
And the worst
thing is, I want to trade with this better stats over here. They have more friends, so I'm going to do that.
Yeah. And so I know this person that does this, that does that. I know that, and I know this.
Exactly. I mean, really, the if people want to challenge, I challenge everyone out there to just not be on social network.
Yeah, instead of the ice bucket challenge, how about not be on social, any social network? Okay, I'll say not any, but just pick the worst one in your eyes and not be on it for a week.
But it's even tough.
See how it changes your life.
It's tough now even to throw out a challenge like that, because then it's like, oh, what if that becomes a trend?
Yeah, what if, seriously, what if there's a time where people are like, no Facebook this week, and it's like a certain week, that, and then they're going to have like a little circle with an X over Facebook and be like, no Facebook week, and then they're going to put that up on their face.
Imagine if Facebook shuts down. That fucking rock people's worlds hardcore, man. That would rock them hardcore. That would be the next terrorist act, to shut down Facebook. That'd be the next thing. People be losing their freaking minds.
What if, like...
they'll lose their minds. Carolyn, you imagine that? That's what I'm going to try to do tomorrow.
Well, I did go off Facebook during Lent for 2 months.
Yeah, but to suddenly kill it.
And it didn't mean anything, because when I came back, I was like, oh, it's still the same, and I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, no one even commented on any of my shit. Fuck them. You know,
it's
who cares?
Not worth it.
Who cares about all of those guys? But I do care about you guys listening to this podcast and this show, because you're great.
Yes.
I always appreciate you
great
guys
listeners.
Because you can actually listen to my voice. And you can tell what I'm actually trying to say, and hopefully I'm trying to communicate everything that I'm saying to you. Don't forget that this show is brought to you by Astray Productions, astrayproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabello.com. Also, go astray.tumblr.com to check out our new works, some random stuff, Instagram, at AstrayJ on Instagram and Twitter. Carolyn also has a comic strip, comes out every Monday on curls-studio.com/curls. What else do we have from Carolyn?
We have our awesome podcast, The Carolyn and Joe Show.
That's
on
us.
iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, and be sure to look for Magic Bullet number 9 in the Washington, D.C. area and other places.
It's also Third Man Records, y'all. You can go check it out over there.
Yes.
Now, without further ado, carry on your life. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Go and be excellent to each other. See you, Carolyn.
Adios. Amigos.